You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. As America geared up to vote last week, two stories hit the press that many believe were designed to affect the outcome of the elections. The first story hardly turned heads. Everyone expected that the puppet court installed and controlled by the United States would sentence Saddam Hussein to death. If the Bush administration really believed that the staged execution of a dictator would win the hearts and minds of the restless American people, they need to help Senator Kerry fix his botched joke and have him tell it again. By now, the American people are fully aware that the invasion of Iraq was a very expensive method of assassinating a president who tried to assassinate the current president's former president. The second story was much more shocking. According to conspiracy theorists, this was a ruse by the liberal left to thwart attempts to ban gay marriage in Colorado. Nobody expected that the founder of the 14,000-member New Life Church and president of the 30-million-member National Association of Evangelicals would be caught with his pants down. Even Focus on the Family's James Dobson went out on a limb when he swore that his close friend Ted Haggard could never be guilty of the charges made by the muscular male prostitute. And then came the confession. Well, at first it was a smoked but not inhaled type of confession, and then a starker revelation even closer to the truth. The elections are now over, and political power is once again divided between the two parties. With their successes in the House, Senate, and gubernatorial elections, the Democrats now have control of the legislative arm of government. This still leaves the balance of power in the hands of the Republicans, who control the executive and the judicial branches of government. While our elected officials use alcohol to celebrate their successes and lament their losses, the stories of Koran-carrying Saddam Hussein and Bible-bearing Ted Haggard have disappeared from the front pages. They have served their political purposes, and now these two sinners must face their fates in the privacy of their own sinful cells. The butcher of Baghdad, no doubt, will spend his time in solitude, anticipating the dark day when he will be led as a bull to the slaughter. The conman of Colorado, on the other hand, will spend his time surrounded by high-profile Christian counselors who will attempt to guide him down the rugged path of repentance and restoration. One man's fate is already sealed. The other will be given a second chance. But wait. That's not totally true. Although kangaroo courts can pass death sentences and ecclesiastical overseers can grant absolutions, it is God who has the final word. And the word he has for both Ted Haggard and Saddam Hussein today is the same. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Today he wants them to know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whosoever believes in him should not be destroyed, but shall have eternal life. In spite of what they may have done, God wants to save them. God wants to restore them. For where sin abounds, grace doth more abound. As you join me in asking the Holy Spirit to intervene in the hearts of these men, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit. I trust you are blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live, a production of the Life Heritage Radio Network. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, you may do so at www.lifeheritagepodomatic.com, or you may call the network at 206-350-5476. That's 206-350-LHRN. I'm asking that you consider becoming a sponsor of this podcast and would appreciate your donations. Secure donations may be made online at www.lifeheritage.podomatic.com, or they may be sent to Life Heritage Radio Network, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. All who donate $25 or over will receive a copy of today's featured sermon, In God We Trust, and a copy of Dr. Burton's celebrated book, The Compassion of the Christ. God bless you all, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.